This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your technology skills, or in my case, your lack thereof. It's 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Greg Stebbin, who is some sort of big-time star. If you have seen the outside of the convention center in Philadelphia, where all of the Dems have collected, most of them are getting a copy of Greg's book, White House Confidential, and there's a banner around the upper area, the upper scaffolding of the building, which has a picture of Greg, and then a little information about the White House Confidential book. And wait a minute, seen on CNN. Why doesn't it say, as heard on the Doug Steffen Good Day program on that sign? Who gives a about
there's
CNN?
Too many letters, Doug.
Oh, is that what
That's
it is?
True. CNN. What
Doug Jen DJV would be enough. So this book has really gotten a lot of people's attention. For those of you who didn't have our conversation embedded in your mind last week during the GOP convention, this book, White House Confidential, is a look at some of the presidents who have been the weirdest and the wildest. Greg has written this book. Who knew that he had this much knowledge under his the tip of your finger? That one finger has all this information in it, and you've used that finger to type this on your computer, and here we are with White House Confidential. If you want to get it, it's at Amazon and all the bookstores too, I'm sure. So this has done very well this past week since you were at the Republican convention. Now you've traded in the R for the D's, or the donkey for the, what is it, the elephant for the donkey.
The elephant.
Yeah. Donkey ride better for you or not?
Yeah.
Which one?
I am as apolitical as a person could be. I was on CNN on Saturday. The host asked me, you know, who are you betting on in this race?
Really?
You have a prediction. And I wisely said, my prediction is either Hillary or Donald will win.
Chicken.
I'm not going any deeper than that.
Nice going.
Well, you're trying to sell a book, and that's
right.
Yeah,
sell a book.
Makes sense, right?
Sell a book.
Well, but
good.
You know what? The book is apolitical. I take no sides, and frankly, I'm not a political pundit. I'm not trying to, so who I vote for is my business. I don't think it's anyone else's business.
Yeah. I tell people if they ask me, I go back and forth now, but the stats are interesting because after the push from the Republican convention, 44% of those polled as of this weekend said they'd vote for Trump if the election were today, 39% for Hillary, and 9% for Gary Johnson and Bill Weld. Let's see how that stacks up with the event of the Democratic convention. What sort of technology is required there this week as opposed to last week of the Republican? Who's more...
Basic email safety is what technology is required at the DNC convention.
Yeah, right. All right, so what sort of technology is being used that you see different or the same with all of these the operatives that are running around there? Is there anything new and exciting, or is it just the same old sort of same old?
Well, here's what's really striking is, so I was at the 2012 GOP convention, and mostly what was going on there in terms of media was traditional media, radio, TV, and newspapers and magazines. Sure, there were some bloggers, a little bit of podcasting, but this year, at least at the RNC convention, and I think it'll be true at the DNC convention when it starts later today, there were a ton more media, and the average age went from about 40 or so in 2012 to, I would guess, about 25, because now you have an army of millennials running around with their phones in their hands, and they don't need any equipment other than their phone or maybe a microphone plugged into their phone. They are completely making content on the fly, and it enables them to do things that, frankly, creates really exciting content for an audience that understands responds and relates to that kind of on-the-fly spontaneity. And
you know,
those are other millennials.
It's funny. There's a guy that works in the radio business here in D.C., and he spends most of his day posting anti-Trump posts and saying Trump is the devil, Trump is this, and Trump is that. And I thought to myself, are you really changing anybody's mind, or are you just preaching to the choir?
Mm-hmm.
And then it dawned on me, this is the new kind of door-to-door thumping for your candidate now. People aren't going door-to-door, hi, I'd like to give you some information about Trump or Hillary or whatever it is. They're sitting on Facebook all day long, and they're preaching to the choir, most likely, but it's kind of interesting how it's all changed.
All right. So to highlight that, Bob Kay, who is my general manager, and I were in the Verizon store yesterday to get my old flip phone translated to my new flip phone. And while we were in there...
Why? What happened to the old flip phone?
Well, it got run over by a tractor.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah, it just needed to be. I needed a new version. So he shows me something on his phone. Now, I saw him actually. It may have been Saturday night. He showed, not important when he showed it to me. That basically allowed. No, it was Saturday, actually. Saturday night. We were at a party together, and he's showing me this basic sort of television app that you can use, and then he opened it up and he showed me people who were using this technology all around the world to do a video sort of television show. And it flagged where they were, we hit it, and some woman is showing and shaking her booty, and then the next thing we looked at was some guy reading poetry, and there was but it's really, it's a television. Everybody can have their own television station. I forget what it's called.
Right, I'm guessing that
it's called Periscope.
Periscope, that's it. Yeah, Periscope.
Yeah, right. Okay, or Facebook Live. I mean, but that's exactly the point. Is there? I think we're actually at a defining moment of journalism, almost like the Watergate moment. Watergate was partially significant because Bernstein and Woodward were willing to do things that journalists hadn't done before. They chased the story in a new and very bold way. And we have a new breed of journalists that, like Woodward and Bernstein, are using different methods to chase and deliver the story.
Huge difference. This is citizen journalism, and they have no skills. It's people running their mouths most of the time that have no idea what they're talking about.
I think Greg's talking about Media Row, right?
I'm talking about people on Media Row.
People with press credentials,
They got a degree in journalism.
Well, still.
Yeah, I'm not talking about someone in their bathrobe sitting in the spare bedroom.
Yeah, but still,
that's my job.
I would not compare these people to those guys. I just...
All right, so Periscope, that's the story. All right, we're going to get to the technology being used at the convention and some of the other things that are highlights. This is Tech Talk, a whole hour of conversation about technology that will help you understand the use of some of these things that are available app-wise or otherwise here, 9:15.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-961-5842. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842. Again, 800-961-5842.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Peter Doig is a Scottish artist whose paintings can sell for millions of dollars. So when a Canadian man found a painting in his home with the name Peter Doig on it, he thought he was rich, even though the signature was slightly different from the artist's. Unfortunately, when he was preparing to sell it at auction, the artist told him he didn't paint it. The fortune the man thought he had fizzled, and now he's actually suing the artist for millions instead. The Canadian man, who was a corrections officer, says he bought the painting from Doig when he claims the artist was in jail in Thunder Bay decades ago. The artist says he was never in jail in Thunder Bay, and new records recently revealed that another man named Peter Doig, who spelled his last name with an E at the end, unlike the artist, was incarcerated at the jail. Let's be fair, the case should be thrown out immediately, right? Well, it probably would be if it had been filed in either Canada or Scotland, but it was filed in America, and a judge is allowing the lawsuit to move forward. Surprised? Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
17 after the hour, this is Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Greg Stebbins. So you're at the Democratic National Committee. Finally, somebody got the goods on Debbie Wasserman Schultz to get rid of her. It seems to me that she should have gone a long time ago, but that's my own pejorative. This got her good. This is another one of those things. People, what is it, the ego that gets in the way of not realizing that nothing you ever put in an email or anywhere is ever going to go away?
Yeah, I have not had as much time as I'd like to look at those emails. I mean, I've read, you know, some news accounts, but I have to say it's stunning to me that things were being said by email that should have been said face by face or landline to landline, not even cell phone to cell phone. Yep. And I think there again, I mean, there's a place where I think younger digital natives understand risk in a way that some others who are not digital natives don't appreciate the risk until it's too late. I mean, it's the same is true with Hillary and the email server. I suspect, among other things, she and her team didn't understand the decision that was being made. So one of the things they did wrong, and we could talk about all kinds of things they did wrong, but one of the things they did wrong was not to make sure they got the opinion of someone whose opinion really mattered.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is all about ego in a manner of speaking. I know what's right for me, but this is so, look at this, and you point out in a blog that you have that no millennial that had any smarts at all would have let any of these things happen. But they aren't, you know, they're looking for the vote, but they're not on the staff yet. Although I would have thought a lot of these people's staff is mostly young people.
You know, what's interesting, though, is that the lead theory on this now is that Putin hacked the DNC server and released it just now to help Trump win. And could you think about that for just a second, whether it's true or not. Okay. The fact that somebody, another government, hacking our emails to have this much control on the outcome of our election. Just let that settle in for a second.
Mm-hmm. But it's not true. That's just like what one person thinks.
Do you think it could be?
Someone from the DNC floated the idea.
Right. The DNC, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, is the one who threw it out there.
I'm not betting against him, frankly. I'd bet on the Chinese or the Russians trying to screw around with our election.
It might be not, but I think it's possible.
You realize,
sure,
and this is something we ought to talk about, Greg, how vulnerable our voting system is to hackers, the simplistic nature of voting machines and records and that sort of thing. The Chinese, the Russians, anybody could hack into it. Somebody from Pluto could be watching. 21 past the hour.
Good.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Relationship with technology is our focus here. 23 minutes after the hour. This is Tech Talk Time. I'm Doug Steffen with Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, also the author of the book White House Confidential, which has been highly touted last week at the Republican convention, and once again highly touted at the Democratic convention as well, because it's got lots of info of presidents from both parties. So there is that, and then there is the whole business about what we're doing with apps, Pokemon. I get all these people who are sort of chuckling with me because I have a large farm and they want to come on and hide stuff there. This woman I went to in the Verizon store yesterday, she was all about it. I looked at Donald and Bob who were with me. I don't even begin to understand what this Pokemon thing is all about. Why?
And you shouldn't. Just
no, thank you.
Don't even go there. Let me tell you what it's all about. It's all about Apple is going to make $3 billion in the next 2 years off of it.
Why?
And Nintendo even more. There's a thing called in-app purchases. So when you download an app and you play a game and you want to get to the next level and the next level and the next level, you might need certain tools to achieve your goals, and that might cost
or
you
a backpack to put those tools in.
Right.
Really.
So it costs you 99 cents to buy this weapon or this tool or this access or whatever it is, and people are going to spend
$3 billion. Adds up.
Yep.
Yeah.
$3 billion.
All right, I'm looking at some new food apps. You can download them right now. Open Table has been redesigned.
Great. Yeah.
It's I have actually a membership in Open Table. Most of the people that I know have it who are kind of with it in any way, shape, or form. There are new categories like new and hot restaurants, most popular, my favorites, editorial picks, what's near me now. That's what I love about just turning on my smartphone. It knows where I am. I mean, that's good and bad, I guess. But if you're looking for a restaurant and something fairly close that has a table, apparently this app tells you that.
Yeah.
I love OpenTable. I use it every week.
Do you really?
Yeah. I use it twice this weekend. I love it.
So how do they make money?
How does an app like that
advertising
make money? Advertising,
yeah,
on
but where though?
Because they charge the restaurants.
Yeah.
So they have multiple revenue streams, and you can hear it when you hear Rich and Victoria talk. I mean, if you're not on OpenTable, then your business is probably
suffering.
Out of business, because this mm-hmm. is how people pick a restaurant and make a reservation. You almost can't survive without it.
There's another
for a business. It's a
another
great place to be.
A restaurant app called Down to Lunch, which sends your friends a push notification so you can know who's down or ready to grab lunch. You want to get together for a drink, that kind of stuff? Have you heard of this one?
No, but the idea is, you know, Foursquare and other things where you check
right.
in with people and you find out that so-and-so is nearby, let's meet at X place and go get a beer.
Yeah, Down to Lunch is cool because it works for happy hour. I have friends who use it who work in corporate settings, and they use it for happy hour stuff. And then the people behind the app have been smart, and they've gotten together with local restaurants, and then they basically push the happy hour specials to your phone, so then it's more enticing to meet up with your friends.
There's cheap food.
I use one called called No Wait for this really popular breakfast place in our neighborhood.
Really?
And right now the wait there is about 5 minutes, and there is two parties in front of you if you want to go have breakfast there.
Really?
Yeah.
That much accurate? How can they have it that accurate?
Because they use an iPad to, you know, to manage their tables, and then it's just pushed right to this app.
Wow.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, that's great.
It really, that's, woof. Hello, ding, ding, ding.
Let's go get some breakfast.
Yeah, right. It used to be new or used were your only options when you were searching for a car. Today, a certified pre-owned or CPO vehicle might be a better option for you. CPO cars and trucks have the benefit of a detailed inspection and extended warranty backed by the vehicle's manufacturer. Here's Jay Curtis with more.
Buying a car is a big deal, and having peace of mind is a crucial aspect of any new or used car purchase. With that in mind, Brian Moody, the executive editor at Auto Trader, has a few reasons why a certified pre-owned or CPO vehicle may be right for you.
A certified pre-owned car can be better than a traditional used car because it eliminates a lot of uncertainty. A CPO vehicle receives a thorough inspection from a manufacturer-trained technician, so you can be sure you're getting a good car to begin with.
Most CPO cars also come with a comprehensive manufacturer-backed extended warranty, and this peace of mind is often worth the added cost.
You can even get perks that you typically don't get with a used vehicle, such as trial subscriptions to satellite radio, 24-hour emergency roadside service, or reduced-rate loans. These extras can be the deciding factor the next time you purchase a vehicle.
For more, go to autotrader.com. Now you're in the know from Auto Trader.
A sweet little fruit gummy help you live digestively? Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies put the ultimate natural digestive support to work inside you to help you feel a little lighter, a little more you. And if raspberry lemonade's a little more you, feel bubbly in a good way with Ultimate Flora probiotic fizzy drink mix. Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies and fizzy drink mix, two great ways to live digestively, deliciously. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Service, Doug Steffen, Greg Steffen, who's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, also the author of White House Confidential. You want dirt on the presidential candidates this year? Don't get it here. You get the old dirt, not any new dirt. You don't have any new dirt here. It's all old dirt, right?
I got a little new dirt.
Oh, you got a little new dirt, too?
There's a little. And, well, look, I mean, with Hillary Clinton
the old dirt goes back a long way, right?
And
so with,
dirt,
even with
dirt.
Donald Trump, we know a lot. We know more about these two candidates than we've probably ever known about two presidential candidates since George Washington.
Mm-hmm. All of them put together, maybe, even. So the book is good. It's a good read. White House Confidential. Check it out. You can get it at Amazon or any of the bookstores, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so we're talking about apps. The one of them that's near and dear to my heart, the Senate bill that required companies to disclose whether their products have GMOs, but how they do it is up to them, which basically doesn't require anybody to do anything. So there is an app. Actually, there are a couple of apps that have been developed so that you can understand what the government doesn't want you. Well, the scratch. Government in cahoots with Monsanto and the big companies, the big ag companies that don't want to do this because they just don't want you to know where the food comes from or what's in it. So there's an app called Buycott, B-U-Y-C-O-T-T. If you want to support companies that you believe have ethical practices, use Buycott. Traces food items back through the production chain, keeping you aware of every company involved in bringing the item to the supermarket before it gets there. That sounds pretty cool, doesn't it, Greg?
It's a really interesting idea, and I wonder how they access that information to keep it accurate. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it really. Well, when we were just talking about some other app that gets its information from, what is it, the Open Table app or the other one that knows just by reading what's on the they can
no
they
wait.
Have access to the is it no wait
yeah,
they have
no
access
wait.
To the waiting line at restaurants and they can get it instantly
well, right,
like
the,
traffic
but,
reports.
Yeah, the difference there is that. In the, what's the name of that app, Rich? No Wait?
No Wait. Yeah.
Yeah, the difference here is if I own a restaurant and I'm using No Wait, I've given No Wait access to the data that's underneath the operation of my restaurant. So every time I sit someone down at a table, No Wait knows. So it's literally accessing my database. In the case of Buycott, which I just went to Buycott.com to look at it,
yeah.
You're collecting information that maybe companies don't want people to have access to. So it's a very different mission and model.
All right, here's another one called True Food. It provides a real-time guide to shopping non-GMO foods. Every day the app updates with new alerts, news and information on how to avoid GMO products, where to find suitable alternatives. This is going to be more important as we go along because the GMO food is everywhere, everywhere. And I'm not saying don't use it, but I want to know. I want to have a choice. That's all. Give me a choice. I want to know. You take away my choice, I'm not going to be happy. I'm going to vote for somebody that will give me a choice.
Right, so let me ask you something.
Me?
Is there such a thing as non-GMO food anymore?
Hard to find. Yes, yeah. There is, but it's not easy to find. It's called open pollinated seeds. Food that comes from open pollinated seeds is not GMO.
I can't imagine a farm that has the ability to use that.
I do. I buy the stuff that I plant for corn comes from.
But that's not for human consumption.
You can buy the same open pollinated stuff for human consumption.
Okay.
Corn or beans or anything. But you're right. They're harder and harder to find.
Right. When I walk into the grocery store, is any of those foods open pollinated?
Yeah, they would be, depending on the size of the farm. They come from the larger the farm, the less likely they are to be non-GMO, frankly. The GMO app, I'm using the app, the term app in a different way, the application of GMO seeds. Most, I had a fellow that heard me talk about this on one of my programs a couple of weeks ago, and he sent me a long three-paragraph note as to why GMO foods from Monsanto were good for him. Has increased his yield, we could feed more people, that kind of stuff. Yeah, you can feed more people, perhaps, but the quality of the food is not there. It's stuff that's been genetically altered, and I don't want to eat genetically altered food, do you?
I don't know.
No, there you go.
I mean, you would think that non-genetically is better, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, there's another you know, I mean, some people need to buy the food that is least expensive, and the more efficient your farming is, in theory, the less the price of food.
Some people,
it's an economic necessity.
Okay, so here's where the rubber hits the road for me, though, Greg and Victoria and Rich. When I look at the boards of directors of companies like Monsanto, Dow, DuPont, and then I look at the board of directors, the big drug companies, and coincidentally see a lot of the same names, I begin to put two and two together, and gee, it makes four.
Mm-hmm.
So you can figure out why it is the GMO foods and companies that produce it are on the board of directors of the drug companies. So they make you sick, and then they want to make you well. Good business to be in. Right?
Mm. I thought it was just that they played a lot of golf together.
Oh, that may be, All right, so let's see, there were a couple of other apps here. Did I do True Food? Real-time guide to shopping non-GMOs. This is a non... There are a couple of GMO items that I wanted to
bring you. They have an app to find non-GMO food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And then there's Shop No GMO. There's another app. 23 different food categories that contain no GMOs.
Right.
This gives a lot of great information. Did you find it, Rishi?
No, does it tell you have to go to like some country like Norway or...
Right, to avoid GMOs.
Out.
I think that one is the one that has some of the restaurant listings, right?
Yes, it does.
Shop No GMO? Yeah.
Yeah.
That one can help you avoid it at restaurants.
We have a place here called Silver Dollar. I mean, there are a bunch of restaurants that are farm-to-table restaurants. And I can imagine those being non GMO farms.
Yeah, the smaller farms, the local farms, are pretty much going to be...
All the farm-to-table stuff, they're going to use the local farms.
Yeah, right. All right, Greg, interested in your thought about Verizon buying a company that used to be worth $150 billion for $4 billion, $5 billion, something like that. Verizon, which is probably the worst of all the service companies when it comes to phones by far. They win hands down. Their service sucks. So they're buying Yahoo to what? To have another badly run company? What's in it for them?
Well, the answer to the what's in it for them in this kind of acquisition is always money. It's either saving money or it's making money. Verizon also owns AOL. And there has long been the idea that if you could put Yahoo and AOL together, combine them, get the economies of scale or of efficiencies to cut your costs, that the two companies have very complementary offerings in terms of creating content and monetizing it through advertising and data collection. So I wouldn't think it's a bad move for Verizon. I think AOL has a very strong CEO. His name is Tim Armstrong.
Yeah.
Tim Armstrong is probably a guy... probably is the guy who was driving this acquisition because he could see that by taking AOL and combining a Yahoo that you have a new entity that is much bigger and much more powerful than either of the two companies. Well, they're both struggling companies, although a Yahoo's struggling much more than AOL. AOL's actually been doing pretty well.
The question is, which name goes away and which name survives?
It's a very interesting move.
Which name goes away and which one survives?
It's now called Yahoo.
Yahoo, yeah. I think the interesting thing, Greg, when you were saying that they're complementary businesses, AOL and Yahoo are both, in terms of like, you know, email, let's say, no one has Yahoo or email anymore unless you need like a dummy, you know, kind of account where everything can just be dumped. I have Yahoo for that same reason, Rich.
Yeah.
I don't put anything trusted there because I don't believe that they have any kind of security measures that they're paying for. But the interesting thing is AOL has been doing better with their AOL On version. They've had original programming. They've had a lot of things that have really perked up for them. But the one thing they don't have is sports. And the best thing Yahoo has is Yahoo Sports. That platform of Yahoo Sports is worth, that's probably worth more than all of Yahoo combined. And so that will be interesting to see what they do when they put that little puzzle together. It'll be interesting.
Very smart, yeah.
Well,
and it'll all feed the beast. Verizon will use it to drive back to Verizon products, and it will feed the beast. They're looking for content to help people make Verizon more aware and their website sticky. so they will use it. Hey, Doug.
Yes, Rich.
But also don't forget that behind both AOL and Yahoo, something that as consumers we don't see and usually don't think about, both companies have very significant advertising technology that is unique.
Right.
And so a huge part of the assets here and the ability is the ability to combine those, and that's a business that Verizon very look, it's all about the content and the advertising now. It's in Verizon's business, just like in AT&T Wireless and Sprint and T-Mobile's business, you know, we pay nothing to make phone calls and texts now. We're really only paying for our data plans. It's getting commoditized, so in theory the price will keep going down, or they'll add new services to keep it going up. They have to add those new services. Some of it has to be on the front end, content. Some of it has to be on the back end, advertising driven or monetized in other ways. And that's a large part of the value here of Yahoo, is the ability to take what assets it has in the area of monetization and combine it with other assets to make it really valuable.
You know, you know what Yahoo stands for?
What?
Yet another hierarchically organized oracle.
There you go. There you go. From going back to the days of Oracle.
Yeah.
Back to school shopping season. Before you go shopping, customers are now searching online. In fact, 97% of consumer research online before making a purchase sort of is the hallmark of what's going on this fall. 97% of research online, people are looking online before they go to the store to buy things. People are looking for hours of operation. They're looking for photos and reviews. In this story, Jay Curtis chats with Google about the importance of being online and the importance of customer reviews.
Last year, American consumers spent an estimated $68 billion on back-to-school shopping. If you're a small business trying to get your piece of that pie, Google's Whitney Cox has this advice.
The first step to reaching back-to-school customers is to make sure your business can be found on Google Search and Maps. Google My Business is a free tool that helps your business show up when people are searching for you.
And people are checking reviews. In fact, 3 in 4 consumers say it's important to read reviews before visiting a business.
Yes, reviews matter. That's why Google My Business allows you to read and respond to customer reviews.
Small business owners interested in connecting with back-to-school shoppers online should visit gybo.com/reviews to get started.
And for those who want to support local businesses, don't forget to share your experience by contributing reviews.
For In the Know, I'm Jay Curtis.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, "Yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits." Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrisin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
53 past the hour, Tech Talk time, and there is a warning attached to today's Tech Talk. If you're a Verizon user, look out. I would say for any number of reasons, if you're a Verizon user, look out. There are very few things about Verizon that I find palatable or positive, but here's something. Actually, there are a couple of things involving Verizon that you probably want to know about, so we'll get to them in just a moment here.
Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer, longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy four eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or driveafirestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Kiddo worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms with a sealed-in lithium battery offering 10 years of protection and no more battery chirps. They're also designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Don't wait. Buy Kiddo's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieved this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
All right, so Verizon has agreed to buy, the announcement we made today, is going to spend almost $5 billion to buy Yahoo. At the end of the day, Verizon is such a badly run company, and Yahoo is such a badly run company, the two of them deserve each other, apparently. I don't know what happens to those of us who have Yahoo accounts. But there isn't. You'll not hear me say much good about Verizon. I think they're one of the worst examples, like American Airlines, of companies that just get so big, so out of control, so monolithic, they're monopolies. The state of Massachusetts can't control Verizon and my access to use a special line that I used to have in my other property because they don't want to. That's all. They don't want to switch it. They just said, we don't want to. That's it. We don't want to. We charge you whatever we want. We'll do whatever we want. And if you don't like it, screw you.
Right.
And basically, that's the thing that I get from the message for customers who are using excessive data.
They are giving that same message. Yes.
Yeah. So
and a lot of people are panicked about this. Well, if you are a Verizon user and you have... now, this is Verizon cell phone usage. Yeah. If you are a Verizon cell customer and you have an unlimited data package, which probably stems from a few years ago, when unlimited data, all of the cell phone companies had the same thing. They were competing to get customers. Yep. Well, now Verizon's dumping anyone who has unlimited data. And if you have unlimited data and you use an excessive amount, which is very interesting the way they describe excessive amount, but... if you are a user of Verizon, you use a lot of data, you have until August 31st, and this is where Verizon is being very, as you were saying, they're being dictators about this.
Uh-huh.
They're saying if you don't sign up for one of their new plans by August 31st, you will literally turn on your phone, and it will not work on September 1st.
Uh-huh.
They're not even giving you any other options. Your phone will be shut off.
Yeah.
And this has a lot of Verizon users really panicked because if you have a family share plan where you have maybe 100 gigs a month of data usage that gets spread out amongst your four family members,
mm-hmm.
those kinds of plans are going to have to be reevaluated. So if you have little kids or even high school kids or if even now you're an adult and you're playing Pokemon Go all the time, you should definitely look into checking your data usage because you could be forced to be paying now $450 a month for a 100 gig package. That's a ridiculous amount of money to me for cell phone usage.
Yeah. That's
$450 a month.
I can love it. So Sprint ought to do pretty well after this.
Sprint's going to do well. T-Mobile, you're going to see now. You're going to see Boost Mobile. You're going to see a lot of the other companies really trying to grab some of these Verizon customers. I've had AT&T unlimited data forever since my first cell phone, and they have never threatened to eliminate unlimited data. I don't know why Verizon is doing this. They claim it's because they want all of their customers to have an equal experience and that they have so much data to go around.
They want to screw their customers equally.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they want to do.
That's my takeaway. Yep.
Yep, mine as well. Warner Brothers developing a new film entitled Worst Tinder Date Ever. Apparently, there are some new movies being based on some of these apps. What do you make of that?
Angry Birds was the first app-based movie, and I didn't see it. I don't have kids, but people with kids loved it, and even the adults loved it. Yeah. So the Tinder, which is a dating app, that's going to be the next big movie. We'll see.
Yeah, really? All right. Something for us to do next weekend, no doubt. After Star Wars dissipates. It's 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.